up, everybody? It is Monday. Oh, God, let me check out the date. July 20th. This year is screaming by fast. Man, I can't even believe it. But today, it's time for the Monday preview. Real quick, though, as always, I want to say thank you to Audible. You can go to audibletrial.com/TLHP. If you head over there, you can grab one free book. You can also grab one free month. I use Audible almost every day. Currently, I'm listening to Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza. I have listened to a lot of his work, and I really feel that it's kind of changed my life. So you can listen to a lot of books like that on Audible, or you can listen to fantasy, which I'm also a big and, you know, a big fan of, and I hold it very near and dear to my heart. So that is what's happening for Audible. audibletrial.com/TLHP. Go check it out. It helps out the show. It helps out Audible. All right. So before we get into anything, I actually forgot this last time, so I'm excited to do it this time. And, you know, things have been a little bit busy, so I must have let it escape me. And unfortunately, I missed it in the last Refresher Friday in my rush to kind of get things done sometimes. So take some time, make it for yourself. I'm thanking you for spending this time with me on the podcast today. So before we get into what's happening in my life or asking you guys what's happening in your life, lay down or sit down and close your eyes. Find a place where you can close your eyes and you don't have to worry about them. You're not doing something, you know, driving or anything. So find a safe place. You can pause here if you like. All right. So I hope you paused, or I hope you're ready. 3, 2, 1, big deep breath. Hold and let it go. Man, absolutely love taking that big deep breath. It helps me out a lot. I've been kind of adjusting this even more into my schedule, taking these big, longer, deeper breaths. And I find that they're extremely helpful. I almost get a head rush sometimes when I do them. I try to really fill up the oxygen as much as I can. So I take the breath very, very slow and I expand all the way into my belly. And sometimes I feel like I can find this rhythm where I, you know, breathe through my heart and open up my chest. And I feel as if I get more oxygen and almost get this light feeling in my throat even. And then I kind of relax and I let the air, I kind of drop it out of my chest and relax my body and kind of extend my stomach out a little bit. And I find when I do that, I just almost feel like a buzzing sensation when I do the Wim Hof breathing, kind of letting that oxygen just kind of fill up everything. It's a kind of wild experience. So I really do love taking those big deep breaths. I find that they're extremely helpful. Just in general, I've kind of been adding them in with some of the thought process that's been going through me as I keep, trying to be my better self. And what I find that's been working for me, and I hope this works for you guys as well, is committing even more to listening to the body. I find that that is extremely effective, and not listening to the body in the sense that, what do I have to do to it right now in order to feel better? More listening to the body as feedback. Your body is telling you exactly what's happening. That's kind of something that I've approached it as. I've approached it from that point of view. Your body is telling you exactly what's happening. So next time you're feeling stressed, listen to that. Listen to your body. That's kind of what I've been doing. What is my body telling me? Is it telling me that I'm stressed? Is there some sort of energy that I'm feeling right now that doesn't necessarily work or serve my higher self, my best self? So I really am trying to listen to that feedback and listen to the energy that's kind of going on in there. Where do I feel the stress? What do I need to do to be my best self? And then I kind of just let it go and move along with my day. What is my body telling me as I continue to do things? And I find that approaching it from that way, I can almost much easier or much more easily get into that state throughout the day, and I can be more productive. I think it helps me a lot. I was doing this at work where I was working, and this was actually my last day at this one place that I work. And I was like, man, I want to be done. Like, this is my last day. I'm excited to finish. I've been there for a while, but I'm excited to move forward. And it was my last day, and I still wanted to do a good job on my last day. But, you know, you see the finish line in sight, and sometimes we kind of dip off. Admittedly, that's happened to me a lot, and it happened somewhat in that day as well. But instead of focusing on my environment and focusing what was happening around me, I really tried to listen to that feedback, and I felt like I was able to do a much better job, and I felt that the day flew much faster. So even finding the moment in something that I really didn't want to be present for, if I'm being forthright and honest, it was something I did not want to be present for. But just taking the time to instead just focus on what's happening with that energy inside, I find that I was able to just move forward and see what was happening and listen to that. If my body is stressed, listen to that stress, and then I can then focus on what Dr. Joe says and create the feelings that you want to feel. Because now you can understand what is happening. You can understand that you feel a certain way and you've identified that and you don't want to feel that way. So now you have to learn how to create those feelings that you do want to feel inside of you. And that's how I approach things. So I hope that kind of helps you guys out. I've learned that approaching things from the feel perspective seems to be really effective for me. So I would love to hear your feedback on what seems to work for you guys. Do you do a lot of this feeling stuff where you feel things out and try to find out what is happening internally? Or do you try to feel the feelings of whatever you accomplish? That's kind of how I approach it. If I want to do something well or accomplish something, I try to feel that feeling before and create it before it's happened. I'm curious to see what you guys do, so let me know. You can do this on Twitter, twitter.com/TLHP. Please at me over there. There'll be a thread for this Twitter or this episode of the Monday Preview, and I'd be excited to hear your thoughts. Or are you more calculated? Do you take a certain plan, and do you have to do that every time? I'm curious. I find that the feeling aspect is extremely integral and helpful for me, and that's usually what I try to help people and talk to people about that type of stuff is because I think we can do a lot of thinking, and people are generally really good at thinking. And if you spend a lot of time thinking on maybe possibly anxious thoughts or, you know, thoughts that you don't really want to have, then you're spending a lot of time getting really good at that. So that's where I kind of learned to get the feeling in. It's something I'm still working on, but I do enjoy it. I hope that I'm curious to just see your feedback on that. But that's something that's been on my mind recently is just that stuff. And how can I continue to be better at getting into the feeling of things and getting into the moment and being my best self? It's exciting, and throwing yourself completely into something. I've been playing tennis recently, and one aspect, again, to just kind of hammer home this example, is instead of trying to pace myself while I'm playing points or sets or anything. I throw myself 100% completely into the points or the set. And I find out, how far can I go? How far can my body go before it's actually really tired? And now I have a benchmark, and now I can really just continue to improve from there. So it's an interesting kind of concept, and I feel that a lot of my norms are being challenged of the way I approach things, or not necessarily challenged, but approached in the sense of, or challenged in the sense of, how do all this new thinking and feeling processes, how do they all work together with certain other aspects? And so that's kind of fascinating for me as well. Okay. So that's, again, what has been on my mind, and I've kind of been processing through and working on, I would say, the past several weeks. So I kind of wanted to share that with you guys, but also get your input and thoughts, because if you have good ideas, the only way I can find out those good ideas is if I listen to them and I hear them. So I appreciate you making the time to spend with me today and listening to this podcast. It is awesome that you did that. I think it's very cool. It's very cool for me. But the last thing I'll close out with is that I have Tome Time coming up on Wednesday. I'll be doing that with Andre. I have to check the chapters. I haven't checked the chapters. I usually look at what chapters I'll be reading right beforehand. But it'll be 3 chapters continuing off of what we did last time. And I believe that we're around the 39 mark. So it would be something like 39, 40, and 41. I'm not entirely sure. I don't want to put out a wrong number and then you guys end up reading that. But if you've been following the show, it'll just be the continuation of those 3 chapters that we have to read next. And I'm very excited for that. It's an awesome book, The Shadow Saint. And we're getting pretty close to the end. I think we are probably close to 3/4 through, somewhere around there. I'm not entirely sure. I don't have the book in front of me right now, but I think it's around there, and it'll be exciting. I'm excited to see how this ends. It is only the second book, and from the way that it's being written, I highly anticipate a third book, and I'm very eager for the third book, and I see that Gareth continues to write. He's an awesome author, and I've really enjoyed my time with these books. So, but that is another opportunity then for you guys to get on the show, or not to get, well, to get on the show. Yes. If you're interested in doing an interview or something like that, but to get involved with the show, we are doing the, Tome Time episodes, and we'll be on a new book soon, and that'll be exciting. I would love to add, more people to our little book club of fantasy that we're reading. And I want to hear people's thoughts of what they enjoyed. I think Andre and I have kind of hammered and ironed out how we want to continue to do these recordings and the format that we want to do. So it's very exciting. I can't wait to do the next one. So yeah, I'm highly anticipating it. I'm very excited. So that is everything for this week. I will see you guys on Wednesday for Tome Time. And then I will see you guys also on Friday for the Refresher Friday. So thank you guys. I appreciate you spending the time again with me, and peace. Bye.